coordinators, did the slow start offensively have any bearing on the final outcome?
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely did. We got a lot of good looks, just couldn't knock them down. I haven't gotten that many good looks all year. You know, for whatever reason, we just couldn't convert. And then we let them get behind us way too many times. We talked about transition defense, and it seemed like they were getting layups and dunks and easy stuff, and just a disastrous start for us.
You talked about you liked the looks. Did you like the way your shot felt? It just wasn't going in?
Yeah, I mean, I shot the ball extremely well in warm-ups. You know, maybe I got rid of all of them then. Felt good. It's felt good, you know, the past couple of weeks. Just for whatever reason, just wasn't falling. So, you know, we'll figure it out, and we'll be all right. We didn't lose on the offensive end. We lost on the defensive end.
With the transition defense, is it just timely mental lapses?
Well, we're taking jump shots and missing, and now there's long rebounds, and guys are getting behind you, and kind of just compiles on itself. So it's us not being, you know, urgent enough defensively, but also just the fact that we're taking jump shots and there's long rebounds and there are outlets and they're running behind you.
You guys are mentally able to stick with it, grind, and eventually get this thing tied up to at least show this team's toughness to be able to battle back.
Yeah, for sure. You know, for everything that how we performed tonight, to be tied with, you know, what was it, last second play, you know, I couldn't ask for more. Give ourselves a chance, and you know, they hit a tough shot, and fortunately we end up losing this game, but there's a lot to be learned from this game, and we just got to start better. We won every single quarter except for the first, you know, so.
What's that, 13 threes in the first, 35 for the game? Do you think you settled too much, or were you
having? No, I mean, I think we were getting wide open looks. That's what they were giving up initially. They weren't falling. We started attacking the rim in the second half a little bit more. You know, I was able to get to the line and kind of get something going because I couldn't, you know, throw it in the ocean at the beginning of the game. So, like I said, you know, some of the best looks I've gotten all year, honestly, just wasn't able to knock them down.
Is there a certain amount of shots or a certain point in the game where you say, all right, I have to find a different way to put the ball in the hoop and start trying to get to the free throw line and make that
happen? Yeah, definitely got to try to do something, get some defensive rebounds, push it in transition. That's what I tried to do, and I was able to get to the free throw line a lot, which was good to see, but, you know, wish I would have hit just, you know, one or two of my open looks. Would have been a different game.
How's the energy just with everybody? The second night of a back-to-back, going against a team that you guys are fighting against playoffs last night also.
Yeah.
All that, it's got to be a lot of energy.
Yeah, it was, you know, a tough loss yesterday for us, and then to come in today, you know, with what are we, second youngest team in the league, so a lot of guys aren't used to this type of trip where it's back-to-back and guys are playing more minutes than they're used to, and you know, not making excuses, but just situations we haven't been in, honestly. So, like I said, a lot to be learned from this game. Hopefully we can use this one and not have to experience this again.
You mentioned the transition defense. Where are you guys in terms of your half-court defense compared to the NBA?
For the most part, I thought we defended well in the half-court. There was a couple times they got a couple lobs and some easy stuff where we're trying to front the post and they got some easy layups, but for the most part, we defended well in the half court. It was just, you know, the transition stuff, the, you know, semi-fast break stuff where they're just coming quicks and we're not really prepared. Everybody's not on the same page, and that's what they do. I mean, they're good at it. Third in pace in the league or whatever, third in scoring or whatever they are, and, you know, that's who they are, so they know how to do it, and they're good at attacking, putting pressure on the rim. We weren't able to handle it, especially early.
What's really improved in Trey Lyles' game as the season's gone on?
His decision-making. It's gotten a lot better. The game's slowing down for him. I think that's what happens when you get more and more minutes. It's kind of a natural progression, and he's shooting the ball really well, too. So, you know, he's learning when to attack, when to get his shots. I thought past couple of days has been tremendous. You're talking about a 20-year-old rookie and on a back-to-back playing 30 minutes a night or whatever, close to it. I mean, that's a tough job. So I thought he's been great.